On this week's arts page, powerful women and men perform for charity on June 10. Stay tuned. On June 10, Mustard Seed Communities will present Powerful Women and Men Perform for Charity at the National Indoor Sports Center beginning at 6 p.m. Co-founder of ASHE, writer-director Michael Holgate, is this year's artistic director. He visited the JIS radio studio recently to discuss preparations for this year, ahead of the event's 18th staging. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So I anticipate that everything is
gelling, getting down to the nitty-gritty. Everything
right.
We're sweetening the pot and we get into that place where everything is going to be perfect and wonderful for the audience to come and enjoy.
What can patrons expect when they come?
I guess it's like a marriage, something old, something new. A little bit of everything. So this is my first year in this capacity. First year actually in any capacity with the show, and I'm glad that, you know, Cordell Green invited me and Carmen Patterson to be a part of this production. And so I'm trying to add a little bit of me, a little bit of my style. So one of the things is that this year, the committee decided that, yes, it's powerful women and men, but, you know, there's an element of powerful youth as well that has kind of been underserved. So there are powerful youth that's been added this year. And so we'll have representation from the UN Youth Ambassadors, the ASHE Company, 8 Band, that wonderful band from JC, the C4th Band, 1/3. So you have these youth who are doing powerful things in the entertainment industry and should be heard as well, you know.
Just to segue a little bit. ASHE is celebrating 25 years this year.
Yes.
How does this kind of fall into place with ASHE celebrations?
Well, to be celebrating 25 years means that you've done something good for to last and to still be known and having great collaborations such as this with the Powerful Women and Men in Concert and, you know, doing 25 years, giving back to various schools. ASHE has gone to different parishes and contributed millions of dollars in contributions because we feel that Jamaica has given back so much to us and we decided that we wanted to give back as ASHE. You had asked me what are some of the things that you're expecting this year. So something old as well, in addition to the new thing with the youth. There are some perennial favorites. Blossom Amelie, who is going to be doing a comedy sketch. Six Pack is another perennial favorite. And of course, the team is a strong one. Ewan Simpson is musical director again. And Weston Horton is the creative director. So the show itself is a strong show. Well organized, well rehearsed, and Dr. Michael Abrams, another perennial favorite. So it's a good show because something new, something old, something borrowed.
Is something blue.
Something blue. Something blue. Yeah, I guess a little bit of blues singing. So it's going to be a really nice show, and I'm looking forward to it, although I'm a part of it.
And it happens where?
It's happening at the National Indoor Sports Center.
Which acts can we expect to see? I know you mentioned young people and some of the perennial figures. What about some of our artists and performers?
Interestingly, Ali McNab is going to be doing a nice set, and he is going to have as his guest Carleen Davis. The Prime Minister's wife is going to be there walking the runway. There'll also be a fashion show, as you know, so I'm looking forward to all this excitement.
Talk a little bit about what the proceeds are going to go towards.
Mustard Seed Communities and their activities. So this year there is also a dance. You know, a lot of the times we tend to think of powerful people as mostly the people who are, you know, the ambassadors, the business people, but artists are also powerful people. And so we have Nicolene DeGrasse Johnson, who is the head of the Edamame College for the Visual and Performing Arts, alongside the artistic director of the NDTC, the head of the dance school, and the head of the Institute of Caribbean Studies, Dr. Sonia Naya. So I'm looking forward to that as well. You know, these powerful people in culture doing something for Mustard Seed.
Does this year's show have a theme?
Dare to care. And that's kind of like Mustard Seed's mantra. And, you know, we dare to care. When you step out and you're giving of your time and your energy towards a community like this, towards a cause like this, you're daring to care.
Gates will open at 4 p.m. and tickets are available online at eventbrite.com. For more details, like the Powerful Women and Men Perform for Charity Facebook page. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.